Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to share a devotion thought that I read some time ago by a fellow by the name of Scott Whitaker. The title of his and mine is Be Still and Know. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, the scriptures say, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And then in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. And then the psalmist writes in Psalm 46, 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in this earth. There was a dean of a very prestigious law school here in the States speaking some years ago at a forum before undergraduate and graduate students. The faculty, the visitors of all ages had come from around the community of higher learning. And at one point, in response to a poignant question in the area of faith, the dean was heard to make the statement, among others, that there is no such thing as, quote, absolute truth, end quote. From the dean of a noted, respected law school one would hope which would equip and challenge those who entered its doors seeking to be trained in the law to seek truth. But we probably shouldn't be too hard on that dean. The dean simply seemed to be falling in line with and paying homage to the voices and the ways of, well, the rest of the world. Look around today in the halls of Congress, the governing assemblies of so many of our states, local political bodies, and institutions of education and business here, as well as in country after country throughout the world. Look around, read and listen to news reports in every venue, local and medium, radio, TV, print, all across the landscape of social media, anywhere you look, and you'll find many with the same leaning or clearly adopted position that there is no absolute truth. Well, truth instead seems to be relative to many. Find what fits in your particular circumstance, and, well, you just give yourself a sense of peace and comfort regardless of its transient or temporary nature. I think we ought to stop right now and thank God that there is an alternate path, an alternate belief, and an eternal pathway, an eternal belief. I am who I am, God said to Moses, and told him to tell that to the children of Israel. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus told his disciples and all who listened and gathered during his time with us, and still today in his word. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him, proven to be true time and again. Well, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Written after David defeated the enemies of the Israelites, reminding them again and reminding us today that in the midst of whatever we face, be still and let God. Be still and trust God. Be still and lean into God. Be still and feel his arms around you. The absolute truth of God, it's everywhere. From our God, who is everywhere. Today, my friend, be still and know he is God and we are not. I want to thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast, because when we share God's word, it's powerful. So be sure to share today's episode through your social media platforms in any other way. You might even know a friend who specifically needs to hear these words today. And if so, just email them. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.